Hello, and welcome to Gamer Premonitions, Skull and Bones. We've gathered five of our Future Sight-enabled gamers to tell you what will be in the upcoming game, Skull and Bones. We've got Bob.
Hey.
From Gigaboots. We've got KZ from KZExcellent.com.
Yar.
We've got Mr. Feel from Mr. Feel's Wild Ride.
Yo ho ho.
And also Dr. Agro from Dr. Agro.
Welcome to the Skull and Bones Zone.
It's Captain Agro.
Very excited to share with our audience what is going to be in this upcoming video game. But before we get into that, Mr. Feel, what is Skull and Bones?
Skull and Bones is a video game that theoretically exists. Theoretically being developed by Ubisoft, it has many theoretical features, which we are going to guess on this show.
No guessing involved.
Are you calling my tea leaves guesses? This is very upsetting to me. Well, we've got a lot of premonitions to get through, so let's get to it. 20 total, 5 per turn. Let's start today off strong. We're going to go ahead and start with Mr. Feel. Mr. Feel, tell me something about Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones will be free to play, except not really. They will market it as a free-to-play game, but you will log in and you will design your pirate guy and you will be trapped in the initial port unless you get a ship, and you have to buy the ships with real money.
Oh my god.
They claim it is free to play, but it won't actually be if you want to play for more than 30 seconds.
Brutal.
Oh. Well, Phil, I'm very excited to use the microtransactions to buy my freedom in this free-to-play game. We're going to go ahead and move on to Bob for his first premonition. Bob, tell me about Skull and Bones.
Well, I mean, Phil already started with the microtransactions, so I want to expand that.
Okay, all right.
There will be 4 different currencies. 2 different ones that you pay for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you have descriptions of what they look like or anything, or
like are doubloons in game, or do I have to pay money for them?
You have to pay money for doubloons, of course. The only
anything
thing
anything cool you have to pay money for.
Yeah, you can get feathers in game.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you collect feathers.
Oh, that's good. My shipmate Kazooie will love this.
Yes.
You know, you engage the enemy ship and then you yell, "Do the Breagle Bash!" You ram your ship into them. Well, that's really unfortunate. Your premonition here had nothing but sadness in it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and get us started on something that isn't microtransactions. For my first premonition, I'm excited to share with our audience. The original Skull and Bones television series announced in 2019 with Atlas Entertainment will fall through, but a new studio will take up the helm. Powerhouse Animation Studios will make an animated Skull and Bones series for Netflix with Samuel Dietz as the director.
Why not?
Nice.
They scaled down a little bit, but I think it's a lot cooler now.
Yeah, it's going to have some edge.
Mm-hmm. Because if there's something that the studio behind 12 Monkeys lacks, it's edge. We will move on now to Dr. Agro. Dr. Agro, tell me about Skull and Bones.
All right. First premonition for Skull and Bones is that within the next 2 years, Skull and Bones is released, and it's actually pretty great, and most people like it. And it reviews relatively highly, and it makes enough money that nobody's career suffers any long-term negative consequences.
Wow. It's pretty good.
Wholesome.
I was waiting for the premonition to start, and then I realized, wait, this is just a wholesome one. Cool, thank you.
Look, that pirate game looked really good, and I want it to be good.
Yeah. No, that's understandable.
The making enough money part is technically impossible because how much money they've already spent, but... Right.
We're not going to worry about small details like that. Okay. Well, now we're moving on to KZ. KZ, what's your first premonition?
Well, as you know, Sea of Thieves did a collaboration recently with Pirates of the Caribbean, the definitive pirate piece of programming. So clearly, you need to try and find another avenue for this Ubisoft game. What can they get? A lot of people made some suggestions on the team here, like maybe the Starz television show Black Sails from 2014. Maybe we could get that, but no. No, we need something hype that'll get people in the door. That's why we're instead going to have a collaboration story event based on Muppet Treasure Island.
Oh, that's very cool.
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
That's a real solid get.
Oh, technically another thing Disney owns now, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It is a thing under the sun.
There's like, what don't they own? I don't... This is large.
That's a
like
shorter list.
They've had that for a while, man. Wake up.
Yeah. Okay, well, that does it for round one of Game of Premonitions. We now move on to round two, and starting us off this time is Bob. Bob, tell me a thing about Skull and Bones.
Oh, I'll tell you a thing about Skull and Bones. Oh,
it sounds menacing.
After another year, it's going to get the Tom Clancy injection.
Damn it!
Not the injection!
It's now a modern-day pirate game set in the Florida Keys after Cuba nukes the top half of Florida. So now they're completely isolated, and you go in as an elite operative team with a super boat that you have to kill looter boats with. You can tell if they're looter boats because they have the hoodies on.
Yes, that's how you know.
This sounds way too politically convenient to not be possible.
And in case they don't have the hoodies, you also have the color chart.
Oh, no. For the flag, right?
Sure.
Well, sure.
They're Cuban. Well, they're Cuban, so they're communists, so you know they did it.
My God. Well, thank you, Bob.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Bob, for that. That's a thing I should say to you.
No problem.
Right now. You know what? I want to keep things positive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go against what Casey said in round one. I think the major sell from Ubisoft to guarantee sales of this game, which has a shadow looming over it due to the development hell it's been through, Ubisoft will have to cast an actor for the promotional material, which will be Orlando Bloom as a pirate who shows up for the first 2 hours of the game. His use in marketing is like 80% of all material, but he's only in the first 2 hours of the game playing someone who's just barely different from Will Turner.
Wow, that's a lot. 2 whole hours. I remember Oblivion when Patrick Stewart is in there for 5 seconds.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that they're not going to advertise it, but John Goodman will also play a pirate in this game, but will only be in the first hour.
Ah, like Rage.
Yes.
You know, I really hate this because that my premonition was licensed actor will be gone in the first hour, but mine is Nicolas Cage.
That's too good. I don't think Ubisoft's inspired enough to be like Pirate Nicolas Cage.
I like pirates.
I could eat a booty for hours. Anyways, we're moving on.
Damn it.
To Dr. Agro. Dr. Agro, what is your second premonition?
Well, since Bob has already put his thumb in the Tom Clancy pie, I figure I'll go in a different direction here.
All right.
All of this game's existing assets and personnel will be subsumed into the development of For Honor 2, Pirates versus Cowboys versus Indians. Protracted legal battles over the exact definition of new IP will ensue.
Well, you see, 2 is spelled out, so it's actually its own IP.
Okay, well, that's great. We're moving on to KZ for his second premonition. KZ?
Well, in Skull and Bones, you'll be sailing around, going on adventures, but there will be times you need to go out on land, pick up treasure, maybe fight someone, do all that stuff. And we're thinking, what's going to really give this game an edge in that gameplay style? And we took inspiration from other games like Brutal Legend, where they mix genres together and made a really good game out of it. So anything that's not in a ship, the gameplay will be like a MOBA. So you'll team up with your crewmates and try to take down defenses to get treasure.
I'm trying to imagine the transition.
It's grisly.
They'll show a loading screen and then there'll be a transition.
Yeah, they're going to be saying docking to port, and then you'll see the anchor like go across the middle of the screen horizontally so that they can then show your profiles for each of your pirates and then the enemy pirates or skeletons, ghosts, whatever you're going to be fighting to get that treasure.
So does the matchmaking just start as soon as you enter dock, basically?
Yes, there will be like a little glowy thing you go and it's like, this will commence this. Would you like to, you know, get in there? And then it's like, oh man, I got to start jungling.
Okay, so does like going into any island port put you into a pool for lobbying? Or do you like go into one side of the island and dock and wait for another player to go to the other side of that island and dock?
Now you see, this is the problem. Each island is its own specific instanced map, so you also have to have someone engage with that. Otherwise, they'll be loaded with bots that are incredibly powerful.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Usually it goes the other way. Okay.
No. We needed some way to funnel them into microtransactions if it's an inactive server.
Oh, okay. All right. This all makes sense then.
Okay.
We're going to move on to Feel for his second premonition. Feel.
Well, as we've established, you have to pay real money to get ships. Mm-hmm. Of course, there will be a variety of ships for different price points. But that posits a problem. Mm. How do you get someone who already spent $500 on the highest tier of ship, which, by the way, absolutely has mechanical advantages in the game, how do you get them to spend more money? Your ship doesn't vanish when you log out and stop playing. It remains wherever you park it. So if you don't park it in a safe port, it can be robbed or destroyed.
Jeez, I'm going to really want to park it in a safe port. How can I do that, Mr. Feel?
We'll discuss that later in the next round.
Oh, no!
Well, that's the end of round two for premonitions. I'm very excited to get into the second half of this. Okay, I get to lead off this round. Here we go. I will now just call it by its actual shipping title. Assassin's Creed Skull and Bones will review on Metacritic a full 10 points higher on PS5 than the Xbox Series X version. And this is why. The PS5 version will feature haptic feedback simulating waves hitting the edge of your ship, and it will be the most unbelievably cool part of this otherwise milquetoast game. People will be like, I bought this game because it makes water appear in the controller.
Ooh, that does sound neat.
Glub, glub.
Yeah, I don't, they need to do that. I mean, they will do that. Dr. Agro, it is now your turn. Tell me more about Skull and Bones.
Dan, I think I'm going to directly challenge your view of the future here.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun.
Because I believe that Skull and Bones will eventually be folded wholesale into Assassin's Creed Ultimate's service library as a standalone PvP activity.
Oh.
However, neither game will be released before the imminent collapse of Western civilization into chaos.
All right. That's troubling. I actually, I had an entire premonition explaining that them pushing off that Assassin's Creed Infinite thing so long made them panic and relabel this as Assassin's Creed to ship anything called that. So yeah, we have two diametrically opposed views of this, but not of the downfall of Western civilization. We now move on to KZ for his third premonition.
So Skull and Bones will be free to play. And I thought about monetization schemes that match free to play. And what have popular games done? Energy meters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I need something that fits within the game's story, lore, and makes sense as to why you would stop playing the game. And that's simple. You have a scurvy meter in this game.
So
unless you pay for a proper dietary things to avoid
lemons.
Scurvy, like, you know, oranges and lemons, you will unfortunately be suffering scurvy and can no longer play until it's fixed in 48 hours. Or when you bought things, because yes, the energy is based on a 2-day cycle, not a 1-day cycle. Just because we're, you know, really pushing the boundaries here. We really want to avoid people getting, you know, getting too immersed in the game. You know, sometimes you play games too much, that can cause problems. So we're trying not to feed into the addiction.
I really like the concept that you're a bunch of pirates going around the Caribbean and stuff, the tropics, and you just keep looking at citrus fruit and go, no, that's theirs. We wouldn't steal.
Well, if unfortunately they're rare and cannot be obtained in any way except for money. Or if you do a daily.
Oh my God.
You get a orange fragment.
A slice of mandarin orange.
You can't eat it on your,
but it's not enough to stave it off. It's not enough.
How many orange fragments do you need to get one actual like renewal?
9.
Oh my God.
Damn it.
Man, that's like half a Jinjo.
Woohoo!
I would like to eat this orange with Kazooie alone.
Oh, it's my shipmate Kazooie. Okay, well, that's exciting. Very, very citric premonition there. We're going to move on to Mr. Feel for his third premonition. Mr. Feel.
If you dock your ship at a safe port, you know, it's safe. Except the game will have GTA-esque heists that you can perform at ports. Mm-hmm. And whenever someone completes one, it will randomly select one of the ships docked there and cause it damage or remove assets from it. This will get so bad that people will stop using safe ports because of it and will form like community ports where like that have actual people guarding them. Mm. This will cause further problems because Ubisoft will find out that if someone completes a heist on a port when there is no ship docked on it, the entire server crashes.
My God.
that's really unfortunate, but I like the strong sense of community this is bringing out yes. in the game. Oh, man.
Their solution will simply be to remove safe ports.
Okay, well, we're going to move on to Bob's third premonition. Bob, tell me about Skull and Bones.
You will not be able to leave your boat, but from your boat, you'll see what are obviously third-person shooter-style levels in fully designed ports. You cannot go in them. You can see them from your boat.
Oh. Will we ever see that third, the shooter-style stuff in any other Ubisoft game, or is it just, this is how it is?
This is where it goes.
There's nowhere else.
This is where we buried it. It's like fucking you're playing an Ace Combat game, and you look down, and there are Ridge Racer levels.
Yes!
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Okay. We're on round 4 now. The final round of Gamer Premonitions, Skull and Bones. This has been quite the adventure figuring out this game that'll come out at the downfall of Western society. We're going to start with Dr. Agro. Dr. Agro, what is your final premonition?
All right. I have traveled far and sacrificed much to acquire this knowledge. In the future, probably the next 2 to 3 years, Ubisoft's accounting department will decide that it would be much cheaper in the long run to fund the overthrow of Singapore's current government to default on their contract with them.
Oh, no!
This plot is discovered when their company-hired provocateurs are turned into the Singapore police force by anti-government dissidents because it turns out they were creepy sex pests.
No!
In the ensuing chaos and international legal fallout, major portions of Ubisoft are acquired by Microsoft, who announce Forza Motorsport for holiday 2023 only on Game Pass.
I'm so excited for Forza Motorsport.
Bones.
It's very strong.
You know, you really had me. I was like, this is definitely coming real until you said that name, and I'm like, that's too cool. Okay. We move on to KZ for his final premonition. KZ?
In this game, you'll be traveling around. In certain islands, you'll see references. You'll see a giant hourglass with sand in it. You'll see references to, like, Sam Fisher, Rayman, Assassin's Creed. And you're like, what's the through line here? Ubisoft games? And it's like, no. Ubisoft franchises that are dead by the time this game comes out and will never be seen again.
Oh, that's depressing.
It's unfortunate that Assassin's Creed, the last full complete Assassin's Creed game in 2030, when this comes out, was Valhalla. They attempted something weird after that, and it sank the franchise.
That's really unfortunate. But hey, at least that means they're getting this game out in the next 9 years.
Yes.
So that's a bit of positive news buried there, like treasure.
Mm-hmm. They also got a Rayman game out, but it was an RTS.
Damn, I was hoping it was a MOBA.
There might be a link as to why it was an RTS.
We're gonna go to Feel now for Feel's final premonition. Feel?
The saga of Skull and Bones will end in 2025 when Singapore arrests every single employee of Ubisoft still in the country.
Yep. But, you know, just the local talent. Everybody else got out.
Mm-hmm. No, it's going to happen at 4 a.m. They won't know shit. And be like, okay, we'll release them when you give us every single cent we gave you back and interest.
Oh, man, this is this final round is a bit apocalyptic. We're going to go to Bob for his final premonition. Bob?
So Skull and Bones, it's going to be an open world game.
Mm-hmm.
You can be invaded like in Dark Souls.
Okay, yeah.
At any point, there's no way to turn this feature off. It's also a roguelike.
Oh.
So if you die, you're dead. You can pay to get a new character.
Wait.
You lose everything.
Wait, you don't even get a new character for free?
No.
Holy shit.
Wait, is this is this game like free to play as in you didn't pay any money for it? Is this a $60
game?
Well,
no, you paid $60 for that one guy.
Oh my fucking God.
Am I able to make real money off this game in any way?
Oh my God.
No. It doesn't have some sort of World of Warcraft market.
Yeah, it doesn't have the real money auction house.
Oh, right. That was Diablo 3.
That was Diablo 3, yeah. The RMAH. Oh, my God, Papa. So I have a different view on the microtransactions, and I'll go ahead and make this my final premonition.
Okay.
I have a different view on the microtransactions. This game actually won't be that egregious. You will be able to buy with real money some really fancy-looking ships, but they will basically be at parity with high-level normal ships that you can get through gameplay. The real microtransactions are through little passes that help you gain experience faster, and also the shipboard booster. See, when you come up on an enemy ship, you can board them, correct? In the gameplay we've seen so far, this has played out as a completely gameplayless cutscene. But in the final game, it will be a QTE that at its natural speed lasts up to 3 whole minutes of pushing buttons as your shipmates crawl over and do some sword play and stuff. But you can buy the booster that makes it only last 1.5 minutes.
Oh my God.
It's going to be very exciting. It's going to play the same track composed by the same composers who did the Pirates of the Caribbean soundtrack. And you will be excited to hear the same song over and over and over because, of course, strategically speaking, shipboarding is one of the most efficient ways to take down your enemy. You know, I thought it was a more optimistic view, but after I've described this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they all got arrested.
Oh, no.
Well, that's going to do it for this Gamer Premonition Skull and Bones. Thank you all for watching.
Yar!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gamer Premonitions. This show, like our other podcasts, is only possible with the generous time our co-hosts have given to us and the equipment we've bought to make it higher quality and easier to produce. Please consider supporting our podcast series on our Gigaboots Podcast Patreon and look forward to more Gamer Premonitions and Big Think Dimension in the future.